You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, each month we try to catch up with our lovely yoga teacher, Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. And this month, Dawn brought a lovely, quite interesting topic to my attention. And we're actually going to start a little bit differently. We're going to start with a quote today. And this is a quote by Buddha. And the quote we are considering is, "In life, we can't always control the first arrow. However, the second arrow is our reaction to the first. The second arrow is optional." So, very interesting quote. And Dawn, can you give us a little bit more context to this quote?
Well, if we use myself for an example, I cannot control my eye disease, having Stargardt's disease. So that's out of my control, but I can control my reaction to the disease. So I've decided not to fight against my disease. I've not become a victim to my disease. But what I've done is I've become friends with Stargardt's disease. And yes, I've had to adapt my life, but I can have a fulfilled life.
In a lot of ways, it's thinking a little bit about the fact that accepting that the world outside of us is not something we can control, something we can bend to our will, and something that will always take us by surprise. But the thing we can control instead is how we react to often maybe bad or negative things in our lives. So, you know, it could be big things like changes to your vision, like you said, or it could be the small everyday things like being stuck in public transport or something really small, maybe someone mixing up your order in a restaurant. And these things are not dependent on you. You can't control them. You can't control their people. You can't control the world, but you can definitely control how you react to it. And sometimes letting that upset and negative energy take over is not always the best course of action.
No, I mean, and as you said, I went to, you know, the supermarket. I wanted some more fruit and veg, and there's nothing in the stores. And their fridges are gone down. The delivery van broke down, and the list just went on. So there's nothing in the store. People are queuing up to put complaints into the staff, and it's just out of everybody's control. So it's like, well, there's nothing that you can do about it, but you can control your behavior to that situation. So I always say, I want tomatoes to grow in my garden. So how would I would feed them, I would water them, I would need certain weather to grow these tomatoes. But I have to plant the tomato seeds first. So how and what do you want to grow in your life? Do you want more patience? How do you want your life to look, and what do you want to grow? So you have to put the seeds down for that. And it takes practice. It takes every day to think, well, how would I feel if I was working in that particular store and people were speaking to me in that way, or blaming me that the cucumbers haven't been delivered? How would I feel for that? How would I want somebody to speak to me or to be around me? So try to take them seeds and make them grow and look more wider, not just how it affects you, but the whole thing. It's not that person's fault, and it just spirals. Then they're going to go home because they've had a bad day at work, and it just spirals.
And I think there is something to say about the energy you put out there actually reflects back to you. So if you spent your day ruminating on this one thing that went wrong, you waste a beautiful day just thinking about this one thing that went wrong, and you maybe take it out on the people in the shop, but then you also take it out on yourself because you've ruined your own day.
Yeah.
Like the vegetables not being there might have made you, you know, a bit upset for like 5-10 minutes, and you could have let it go and moved on. But instead, if you choose to keep that energy, and you know, every time you bump into someone that day, you keep saying, oh, I couldn't get the vegetables, I couldn't make a salad, you're just constantly bringing that negative energy back to yourself.
You, them seeds that you're planting now through your energy, you're feeding that seed. The same as you would plant that seed in the garden and you would water it and you'll take care of it. You are feeding that negative energy and it's growing and growing. And if that's anger, jealousy, frustration, now you keep feeding it because you keep going back to it and you're giving it more and more and more energy and it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. So if a garden doesn't work for you, you know, you think about a traditional way that you would want to start a fire. You know, you would put little bits of wood on and you would put kindle and you would feed the fire. If you don't feed the fire, it will go out. And that's the same with that negative thought. If you stop feeding it, it will go out. It has a negative effect on your day, a negative effect on your energy, how you're treating other people around you, how you're treating your work colleagues. And then it has a negative effect on your health. It will eventually drain your energy, which means that you're more prone to illnesses, and the list just goes on. By letting it go, it will eventually stop growing or die out. So we cannot control that first arrow, but we have a choice about the second, the third, the fourth, and so on.
And I guess it's sometimes hard because we get so stuck in our head and we have this comfort zone where we have a certain idea of what we want our day to be like. And when it doesn't happen, it is very hard to reground yourself and find your feet and your balance, when, especially if you're someone that has a very busy, hectic lifestyle. And I understand that, but I do feel like there's some things you can do. For me, I know I've started, and this is a little bit new for me. I've never done morning journaling. Now I do a couple minutes in the morning and the evening. And one of the things prompts I have in my journal for morning is, what do you want from your day? And this is the space where you can put something practical, like, I want to go and do a return. I want to go to the post office and do this return. But you can also put down, I want to be kind and patient, which is something I try to work on. And I don't always get it right, probably get it wrong more often than not. But I want to be patient because I find when I lose my patience, I start being unkind. I might snap at someone. I might be a bit rude. I might not consider that sometimes things happen. Sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes things are out of our control. So these are the two things I try to just put down and keep in mind as I go through my day.
I got taught by one of my teachers. Her name's Sharon Gannon. If writing down or journaling's not your thing, or it's not very accessible for you, way before you get out of bed, you can lay there and you can think of one being you're grateful for to have in your life, and you inhale love and blessings and you exhale silently repeat their name, and you do that for a few minutes, and then you think of three things you're grateful for to have in your life, and then you send love and blessings to them three things. So you've already started to think about gratitude and being grateful. And as you say, when you start off like that, it starts to, for you to be kind and appreciate the things that you have in your life. We take so much for granted and go outside for a little while, you know, feed the birds maybe before you feed yourself or feed your pet, and just start the day a little bit calmer. So allowing yourself to have them few more extra minutes rather than going, oh, I just allow myself 15 minutes in the morning and I just rush around. And so it's starting to have that day of just a gratitude, like you said, or setting intentions. And, you know, if we could each be a little bit more calmer and kinder in the world, it would be such a more beautiful place to be.
It wouldn't be. What would you say for yourself? What is like one grounding practice you do to help in like moments like these where you are trying to, you know, get control of that second arrow and really make sure you don't let it loose and have negativity really overpower you or impact your day?
There's two things that I do. The really simple one is I breathe in, let, and I breathe out, go. Really, really simple. And my mantra that I've done for years, again, which one of my teachers taught me, I repeat, free me from anger, jealousy, and fear, and fill my heart with joy and compassion. You know, just keep it simple. Free me from anger, jealousy, and fear, and fill my heart with joy and compassion.
No, I love that. And I think, as you said, as well as with like reflecting on your day before you start, you could do the same principle the few minutes before, once you're in bed, just close your eyes and have a think about your day and look back. And, you know, you will have those days where maybe you didn't behave as kindly or as patiently as you wanted in your day, and you can have a think and you can be like, okay, this is what happened. I was on a train, it was really hot, I was getting flustered, their air conditioning wasn't working, and then I snapped and complained to the train conductor, and it's not their fault and I feel bad about it, so what can I do next time? Come up with a couple solutions for how you could have handled it differently, and then let it go and let it be. It happened, you move on, you learn, and hopefully next time you have some tools, you've given yourself some tools and other ways of handling a similar situation.
I have a big thing about you know, preparing for bed as well. If we do take them few moments to reflect and think of all the positives that have happened in our day, not just the negatives. Forgive yourself if you haven't handled something and say, you know, next time I'm going to learn from that, but this was what positive happened today. And then you can even set an intention for the next day. Be kind to yourself and to others. You know, I did the best I could today. That's all I ever say to myself. I did the best I could today.
Well, Dawn, if anyone's listening and they would like to keep up to date with all your wonderful work, we can find you on social media.
Yep, and it's Dawn Blizzard Pathway Yoga.
Fantastic. Well, as always, Dawn, thank you so much for joining us on the Happy Hour today.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.